Good morning and welcome again to another edition of Biz Talk. My name is Tony Bush and I'm in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Another beautiful day in the valley again.
It is a nice day. We're going to have an open show today. We don't have a guest and we do those every now and then because we invite our listening audience to call us with questions. If you have any questions about any topics in business, getting started, or if you're in business and you have some questions about something, please give us a call. That number is 281-1150, 281-1150 in Appleton and outside the Appleton area. It's 1-866-887-1150, and they can also email us at biztalkwithscore.com.
Correct. We have it up on this, so if there are any comments or emails that come in, go right ahead. We'll be happy to try to answer those for you.
We'll get those live on the computer. Randy has his laptop set up here. But first, we'd like to just tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter, as we normally do every week. Our SCORE chapter is headquartered in Appleton in the Chamber Building. We have about 40 mentors who provide free business advisory services, advice, counsel to business owners, clients who are looking to start a business. And our area extends from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We service 8 counties. We're part of a national organization called SCORE. And we're very proud of our chapter. We have good mentors. We train our mentors. And we have a really good list of clients right now. So if anyone out there is looking for some business assistance, you can reach SCORE at foxcities.score.org. Go to foxcities.score.org. Learn a little bit more about the chapter. And you can fill out an application for counseling right on that website. In addition, if there's anyone out there listening who'd like to consider being a SCORE mentor, please go to that site, foxcities.score.org, and submit an email to the SCORE chapter indicating you'd like to be a mentor, and we'll follow up with you, we'll contact you, and we'll find out what area you'd like to be an expert in, and we'll go from there. We're always looking for additional good mentors. We'd also like to thank our sponsors for the program this morning. Our sponsors include Associated Bank. I understand Steve Tramp was our guest last week on the radio from Associated Bank.
Steve brought us some very good news as far as lending is concerned. Things are starting to look up and had some good suggestions on what you need to do to get that loan today.
Right. And we'll have Associated Bank on again next quarter because each of our sponsors do have an appearance, a guest appearance on our show each quarter. We have Associated Bank. We also have Albertson Hailing CPA firm. Over there on American Drive, they have an office in Appleton and in Green Bay. We'd like to thank Lakeview Credit Union for their sponsorship. They've been a very good sponsor for us. They have offices in Neenah and one in Appleton. Hurling Clark Law Firm. Hurling Clark is a law firm with offices in Appleton, Green Bay, New London, and Oshkosh. And they're a full-service law firm, and they're our newest sponsor this year. So thanks for them for signing up and being a sponsor for BizTalk. Also like to thank Business News for sponsoring our program in their biweekly periodical called Business News. If you're not subscribed to Business News, you should be. For $20 a year, you get current, relevant information that might impact and benefit your business. And finally, we'd like to thank eBiz Results. eBiz Results is a technology firm. They build websites and they offer other vast arrays of technology assistance for business owners. They're located in Oshkosh, and they helped us with our new website at BizTalk with SCORE. We went live with that probably 4 weeks ago, five weeks ago.
Right.
And Randy and I are still learning it, but it's a great site to interact with. So you can blog on it. You can find out what shows are coming up next week, the week after that. You see who's been on the program. And you can even listen to archived radio programs through that new website. Again, that website is biztalkwithscore.com.
Yeah, and for those of you who are interested, we do have the archives up to date as through June 2nd at this point.
Good.
So we're staying quite up to date with it, getting it done. For a long time there was a problem with archiving. But now any shows that we've done over the last, I believe, 2 years up to June 2nd, they're on there, and all you need to do is just click on them, and away you go.
Right, and a lot of guests who come on the program will put a link on their business website using the archive program on our website and use that as a means to help inform their customer base of what their business is about, what
right.
we talked about on BizTalk.
Right. As we go along getting better with the website, we'll have a better profile of each of our guests so that when you go out on the site, you'll be able to find out a little bit more about them, some
right.
of their background and that type of thing. So these are all things that as we learn how to use the site, we're getting better and better with.
We are. Now, SCORE does more than just bring you BizTalk and do counseling. We also do some educational events. And Randy, why don't you tell us what's coming up? And we just had Simple Steps recently this past week.
Okay. Yeah. First of all, I'm going to talk about what we have coming up next.
Right.
Okay. The next program we're going to have is going to be in August. We decided to take kind of a break during the month of July with everybody being off on vacation.
Pretty
and business.
Hot anyway.
Oh, yeah. So it will be August 16th. Will be the next program. That will be a morning program from 8 until 11:30. The program is going to feature Kevin Eichmann and some of the other people from Epiphany Law, and they're going to be talking about some of the mistakes, some of the pitfalls and errors that people make when starting a new business.
I think Kevin has a list like the 10 biggest errors,
correct.
Legal
yep.
errors people
yep.
make.
And number one on the list is read it before you sign it, and we go on from there. So it's all
Washington.
Good.
Not to listen to that
yeah,
one.
It's all good common sense. So it's an excellent program. It's going to be $35, and we will be holding it at the Chamber office downtown Appleton on Superior Street. A warning to people about that. The road,
right.
Washington Street there, is a disaster area.
Construction right now.
So if you're looking for some place to park, the best thing to do is go right into the north ramp there right away rather than trying to find something on street or whatever, because there's virtually nothing.
Kevin Eichmann's a great presenter. He's done this presentation before for other groups, and I've heard it, and Kevin is very dynamic. He's interactive. He's
right.
a facilitator. He's just
Absolutely.
Not a lecturer. So it's going to be very interesting if people would like to come to that. It's $35?
$35 is the fee. You can go out again to the SCORE website and register for it. Hopefully within a few days, we will also have a link from our BizTalk website that you can just click on to go ahead and register for any of the SCORE programs coming up.
And that was biztalkwithscore.org.
Correct. And we can also...
No, BizTalk, foxcities.score.org.
All right, which one do we want to go to?
Foxcities.score.org.
Okay, we can get you there no matter what.
Right.
Because the nice thing about it is our BizTalk website has links. So those of you who want to become a volunteer for SCORE, those of you who want SCORE counseling, just simply go out to the BizTalkWithScore.com
yes.
website, and you can do all those things. So
yes.
if you just learn that one, you'll be doing much better. So that covers some of those. If you want to, we can get into some of the details about the Simple Steps program and so on when we come back. Might be probably a good idea.
Okay, we'll take a quick break right here. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Now, welcome back to BizTalk. Randy Melzer and I are having an open show this morning, so if you have any questions that you'd like to ask about starting a business or being in business, conducting business, marketing business, any banking, management, accounting, give us a call this morning. You can reach us at 281-1150, 281-1150, and outside the Appleton area, you can call us at 1-866-887-1150. Randy, some of the things that we wanted to talk about this morning, let's just recap what the Simple Steps program,
okay.
the thrust of that is, and the audience we had, the students we had this last class, this was our third session, they continue to give us good feedback.
Absolutely. Have information from them as far as what they got out of the program, what they felt the program was all about. We are, in fact, I had a couple of them compare us to some of the other programs that are in the Valley, and we rank very, very high as far as being an excellent source for people who either are starting a business, thinking about starting a business, or have been in business for a while. The Simple Steps program has everything that you need to be able to be aware of what's involved in getting yourself off the ground.
It was initially designed, this is an SBA program, SCORE program that we
right.
use in our chapter, but it was initially designed to help the people who are thinking of going into business to come to the conclusion, should I take the leap or not?
Right.
But by exposing them to different parts of a business that they may not have had the opportunity to consider, but yet are critical to a successful business.
Absolutely. And again, yeah, we have people who come. The first session that we do is called Startup Basics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that is about 4 hours. People come to that. We usually hold it over at the Copper Rock, and it's been very successful there. During that period of time, we go over what it takes to be an entrepreneur, what all the ideas of owning your own business is about, how it affects you, your family, your general lifestyle, and all of that type of thing. And it basically asks you the question after you get done, are you really interested? Are you really, have the mindset and the abilities to go into business for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Out of that group, we usually have a few who sit down and say, nope, this just isn't for me. Or maybe I'll try it in about 6 months and
maybe
get
when
back
the kids
to
are grown and out
yeah,
of high school yeah. or something.
Which is a good thing.
That's
it's a positive.
Success.
But of the rest of them, we usually end up with about 15 people who go on to take the other four lessons. They're the four sessions. And each of those is directed towards a specific part of your
right.
business. The second session that we do is called Business Concepts. During that, it's about 3 hours. We go over the different types of business structures, things like should I be an LLC or an S-Corp or a C-Corp, but also what that really means. And why just being an LLC doesn't mean that you have all of your business plan finished.
Right.
The importance of having your working operational structure set up and all these types of things. So again, it's very good on being able to get the groundwork done. Now, what's the name of my business? Where do I get the information as far as how to start things up? And we usually have an attorney or an accountant come in
right.
and give us background information on that.
And they're a good resource for the students for questions.
Absolutely.
They're
absolutely.
Professional. They do it every day, so the students can ask questions during that session of
right.
a professional.
In addition to that, at each of the sessions, we'll have at least two or three other SCORE mentors there, people with backgrounds. And we try to get people with experience in the basics and how
right.
to start things up. So if you've got a question, you've got tremendous resources right there in the room.
Right.
It also helps you to learn a little bit more about the mentors. And when you find out, okay, fine, I need a mentor, I talked to Tony Bush there, and he was there, and so I'll request, I want to meet with Tony.
Sure.
So it gives you a real good insight as to who's there and available, so great way to work with.
The networking is a big benefit of the Simple Steps program. From the beginning
yes.
till the end of the fifth session, people actually develop some good friendships.
And, well, not only that, but we have people who are in similar style businesses.
Right. They help each other.
They can help each other, get ideas from them. The next step on that is called the marketing plan.
That's session three.
That's my favorite one, of course, because my background is primarily in marketing. And there we will usually do a portion of the program simply on the social media. You have to do that in marketing today. You can't get away with anything.
Things like LinkedIn and
correct.
Tweeting
so,
and Facebook,
right.
that sort of thing.
How do I set up a LinkedIn account? How do I set up a Facebook account for a business? What
sure.
should I know about that type of thing? How is social media affecting and changing businesses?
Is it Jyoti that comes in? And
Jyoti has done those programs for the time being, yes.
Jyoti Netangadi is the chair of our SCORE chapter, and she's very experienced and professional in social media,
right.
the electronic
right.
versions today, and she's very good at teaching it.
Right. But then the other side of it is we get back to the basics, the five Ps of marketing, which is your price, your position, your product, your promotion, and then what is your position in the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
and stress those ideas. So, again, you can design a marketing plan that has enough of a term that you can work with for up to 12 to 18 months and that develops a return on your investment mm-hmm. when you're talking about marketing. So you can look at it and say, hey, I put $1,000 into this plan and I got $5,000 back. That was a good idea. Or I put $5,000 in, got $1,000 back, and I'm not going to do that one again.
Yep, you learn from it.
Learn ways to do that. So
what's the fourth session?
The fourth one is on financial projections.
Mm-hmm.
This one I see your eyes start to light up because we start talking about the idea of cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
We start talking about the ideas of income and expense statements, of operating expenses, how you have your startups, what your basic numbers are all about.
What's a balance sheet?
What's a balance sheet?
What does it tell me?
Yeah. And what is an asset and liability statement all about? Why do I care?
Right.
What do those various statements all mean? What are those ratios all about? So
Mary Lou Vandehei is our incoming chair.
Correct.
And she's also an accountant, retired from KC, and
yes.
very good teacher on this. But what's really neat about that session number four is SCORE has provided some worksheets and templates in Excel format that we give to each student, and they can take that back home, and they can actually now put their own numbers in it.
Yes.
After seeing the model on the screen and on the presentation, they can go home and they can play with it themselves.
Yeah, the neatest part is that all of the formulas, all of the links, all of the things that are there are all put together for you. So you just simply fill in the blanks.
Right.
You can do a lot of what-if things. If I change my price, does this happen? If I put more money into this part of my business, what effect does it have on the bottom line? All of the things that your questions that you have, and basically you're trying to figure out, where do I find someplace to do this? So that particular CD is definitely worth the price of admission right there.
It is, absolutely.
And then we finish up with financial sources, and again, kind of a retake on the financial side. Tony, you do part of that, and then we finish up with, hey, we've gone this far. Now is the time. You have the information. You have the data. Let's make a go or no-go decision on your business based on some very, very good information. So it's well worth it. It's
$25.
Yep, $25 a session, five sessions, $125 total. The new program is going to be coming up. The first session is going to be September 20th.
Okay.
And this will be up on our websites so that you'll be able to register for that program hopefully within about a week.
What's the capacity of the class, Randy? It's like 20 people, 20 students, 25?
We can usually do the opening session is going to be up to 25 people plus.
Yeah, that's at the Copper Rock.
Correct.
At the chamber where the... where you're sitting, I think you can do 20, 25 people there.
We can comfortably have 20 people in there, and it's great when you have that large a group because, as you said before,
more discussion.
You get a lot of interaction, you get a lot of networking, you get a lot of really, really good things happen out of that.
I think one of the biggest benefits to the Simple Steps program after having participated in three of them is the ability of the student to take something away, the templates, the disc you mentioned, and then they can actually apply what they learned. They can get the theories on the disc, go home and study the theories on the disc, use the disc and use the financial statements in the disc to actually put their own numbers in and see what their company looks like and compare it to that model on the...
Yes. Yeah.
The application of that is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. The other nice thing about it is again, as I said, you immediately end up with a mentor. So you can sign up right there at the class for a SCORE mentor. And I have to mention, SCORE mentors are free. So you get
More than what you pay for.
Absolutely. The average person, some of them are consultants and so on, their average fees anywhere from $120, $180, $200 an hour, and you're getting these kind of benefits free. So it's really a fabulous program.
Well, we're going to come back on the other side of this break, and we're going to continue our discussion. We're having an open show, so don't hesitate to call us. I'll give you the numbers when we come back on the other side. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back. We're back here. Randy and I are doing Biz Talk this morning. You're on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. And we're talking an open show this morning.
Right.
Biz Talk is open. We don't have a guest. And we wanted to invite you to call us with any questions you might have about business or business concepts or anything that's on your mind. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at 281-1150 if you're in the Appleton area, 281-1150. And if you're outside Appleton, you can call us at 1-866-887-1150.
Yeah, we were off the air just talking about some of the strange disasters and things that can happen on radio. But the fact that we managed to get it all back together again, those of you who want to hear a disastrous start to a show,
it's humorous.
June 2nd archive on our website is a dandy. But the one thing I will tell you is we do have, no matter what it sounds like, there is a plan to this show, and we do follow it. And so with that in mind, we have a moment, we might just as well talk about one of our favorite things, which is plans.
Business plans.
Yeah. So how's that for a segue?
Well, what's a business plan?
What's a business plan?
I have a plan. I'm going to start my business.
Right. Is it on paper?
No.
Do you have it written down anywhere? Have you been able to show it to other people? Do you have?
I've talked, and people really think it's a great plan, and I think it's a great plan. My wife is really excited and enthusiastic. She's very supportive.
Okay.
I mean, I've got connections with vendors. I got customers. I talked to 42 people down at the company.
Right.
My friends, they're all going to come and buy the service. What do I have to write down?
Well, there we're at the point, because if you haven't written it down, you haven't asked all the questions. Do you have all your financials put together? Do you know how much
it's
going to cost?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how much it's going to cost you to run your business? Do you know how much it's going to take to start your business?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is that on paper so that when you go in to see the banker?
I've got it in my head.
Yeah, and 15 seconds later, that changes.
Does?
Yep. What did you have in there yesterday?
I've
watched how your mind works, Tony. It goes quick.
But you're absolutely right, Randy. The business plan has to be written down. And like any good document, any good guide, we come up with ideas in our heads, but if we don't write them down, it's an idea lost.
Yes, absolutely. When we start the programs that we do, or even when we start any of our counseling sessions, the first thing we'll ask the person is, you know, what is your business? Well, if they haven't written that thing down, that word, what is my business, and are able to, in 2 minutes or less, describe their product, their business, what it does for other people, what problem it solves, what need it meets, and how it's going to affect me, the customer. And to do that in a couple of minutes, you haven't really done it yet.
Takes practice.
Yeah. So we start with that and say, okay, fine, let's write that thing down and practice it. Again, at Simple Steps Program, we use that as an introduction every night when the people come in, you know, to do that and in within 2 to 4 minutes. And if you haven't written that down, you can't do it. I've watched people try to do the same thing.
It keeps changing.
Yeah, I've watched people do the same thing in a networking situation where they try to introduce themselves. And if they haven't bothered to just write it down so they clearly can answer those questions, what is it? How does it help other people? What do I bring to the table? You know, these questions. And if you have that on paper, then you're in a great position to move on to the next steps.
You see, people can, and we all went through school. Everybody went to school. And we've all had to write term papers or compositions and turn them into the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And when the teacher says, okay, today is June 30th, and class, your paper is going to be due at August 30th.
Mm-hmm.
When did we start the paper?
Usually about August 29th, about 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
So.
And you take one swing at it, and you write it down, you hand it in, and you get a bad grade on it.
Absolutely.
But I had great ideas. But the other students, the smarter ones, might start their paper in July, mm-hmm. early August, write it, then read it, refine it, create ideas, amend it, edit it, change it, correct the spelling errors, and they work through that process. It takes effort,
mm-hmm.
but boy, the grades are better.
Absolutely.
You get a better grade, and you know the topic better.
Absolutely.
And even people who give speeches will tell you, don't just get up there and wing it. Write down your thoughts, do your thinking about it, write it down, and then get in a room somewhere mm-hmm. and practice your speech.
Yes.
So when you do get up on the podium, you're going to be better prepared, and it's a better natural presentation. Well, it's the same with a business plan, right?
Absolutely.
Same thing.
Yeah. If you haven't taken the time to write it down, because writing it down does a couple things. It's very important.
Holds
Number
you accountable.
One, it forces you to answer questions you may not be happy with the answers to.
Right.
But it also gives you a reference guide. So on Saturday morning when you get up and say, now I heard them say something on BizTalk about this, I can look back at what I wrote Thursday night about my business plan and say, yep, I covered that area in my business plan. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I had this in there, but maybe I should change that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can look at it, I can go back, and I can change the information. Nobody says it's made in concrete, but the object is to have started something that you can work with.
Business plans are not written in concrete. We can have a business plan that we're ready to open our business tomorrow, and we've worked very hard and diligent, did a good business plan.
Right.
And tomorrow we open our business. At the end of tomorrow, in a little way, our business changed.
Mm-hmm.
Our plan changed. And then a cumulative 30 days later, it changed a little more. So you really do need to have it written down,
yep.
Have metrics in place to measure how the business is unfolding per the plan,
right.
And then make adjustments on a regular basis going forward to keep track of what's happening.
Correct. Another key issue about a business plan, everybody comes up and says, well, where do I find a layout? Who should I go to have it written? Should I do this? Should I do it? A business plan is written first and foremost for you. By you, for you. Now, if you're going to need to go beyond that, or you're going to have to take it to investors, you're going to have to take it to your employees, you're going to have to take it to other people involved in the program, yes, you have to doctor it up, you have to clean it up, you have to do more with it. But the size and scope of the plan is based entirely on what your needs are. So I've seen templates for business plans that are 3 pages long. I've seen templates for a business plan that's 31 pages long.
I've seen 150 pages.
Yeah. And
it's too
all,
long.
So there is no one answer to that. But what it is first of all, get a step-by-step plan what you're going to put down. Take each step at a time. If you get hung up on a question or a problem or part of the template, move to the next piece. Don't agonize over it for 3 years and say, I couldn't find it, so I couldn't start it.
You might find the answer in another piece.
Absolutely. By the time you get to question number 4, that probably will answer some of the stuff in question number 1.
The basic components of a business plan, and this is wide open, but structurally the basic components include a real good description of the management of the company,
mm-hmm.
a marketing plan explaining who's my market, where are they located,
right.
Why are they going to buy from me, who's my competition, why is my business unique, why will I succeed,
mm-hmm.
those types of things on the marketing plan. You want to have a description of your business itself.
Absolutely.
You know, like is it a franchise? Is it mm-hmm. something you're starting up? You also want to have a really good projection of the financials month by month.
Yes.
Your sales, what are your revenues going to be? What are your expenditures going to be month by month? And the real important part of that is to explain the numbers in writing, what I call an assumption.
Yep.
So the sales number is going to be $1,000 a month for 12 months. Why is it $12,000? Why is it $1,000 a month? Explain that.
Yeah. Where did you get that number
seasonality
from?
Seasonality going up and down during the year. Explain that seasonality.
Mm-hmm.
Your wages, your marketing costs, your rent, your utilities, the goods you sell. You're going to be buying those goods from vendors, and then you're going to turn around and sell those or manufacture
mm-hmm.
something. Why are those costs going? Put your thinking behind the numbers. That, to me, is 80% of a business plan,
yeah.
The numbers with the assumptions.
Right.
And then after that, you put down an executive summary.
Yeah, that's the last thing you do.
Yeah.
You go to that as the last page. And
it
unfortunately,
is.
It's your first page because that's what, when you hand it to the banker or you hand it to the investor, they
nice
have to
overview.
Be able to look at it in, again, a brief period of time, clearly mm-hmm. understand the business, how you plan to fund it, what monies you need, how you plan to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a good idea, by the way. Making money makes it a business.
Don't be ashamed of making money.
Right. In fact, most of them are going to look and say, how do you end up with a profit at the end? So that's a key. Make sure you know what you're looking for there.
The business plan helps the business owner when they review the plan every month at a minimum. The business plan helps the owner understand how their daily decisions in their business impact the cash flow of their company every day.
Correct.
So that they can keep kind of like a guard on the spending
mm-hmm.
or their revenue. We've got to do $3,000 daily in revenue.
Yeah.
We can't spend more than this or whatever on those things.
Yeah.
And you've got those general rough guidelines, but it helps you understand your cash flow well enough so that when you make your decisions, you'll have an impact of you'll know what the impact of that decision is on your cash flow.
Right. And a classic example, I know people who have gone into business and they said, okay, fine, when I reach this much volume, this much I'm going to need to add staff, I'm going to add a new
mm-hmm.
truck, I'm
right.
going to add this. Well, you look at your business plan, you review your activities and say, okay, fine, I'm actually moving ahead faster than I thought I was.
Right.
But I'm not going to be caught at the point where all of a sudden I'm overloaded. No, my business plan said when I reach these kind of numbers, I have to have it in place
right.
so I can start 3 months earlier, 6 months earlier, and say, hey, now is the time to get this done.
What we're talking about, folks, is we're talking about the theory of planning and business plan, but we're trying to talk about applying those principles.
Yes, yeah.
You have to do it. You have, like Randy said, you have to write it out. You have to put the numbers down in a spreadsheet. You have to apply these principles. And I'd like to put a plug in here for SCORE, Randy, because as a business owner is playing with these business plans and putting these numbers in place, don't do it as the Lone Ranger. Talk to some people who have experience. Get some sounding board advice from them. And SCORE is free, and we can do that for them. We help them with that.
Normally, when I'm sitting down with somebody looking at their business plan, you'll find, okay, you've got this is good, this is good, this is good. Have you thought about this?
Right.
Because this change in the environment, this change in the political world, this change in the economic world
healthcare
could affect you.
Yeah.
And so have you looked at that as part of your plan?
You always want to be challenged
right
as a business owner, and you want to have people challenge you. You don't want to be in a position where they're not challenging you.
Yeah.
Because when we get challenged, we rise to the occasion. We head off problems.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, using ideas and trends that we have today, excellent situation. Let's say you have a business that depends an awful lot on fuel costs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If your plan was based on $4 a gallon gasoline, right now you have a window of opportunity because it's only $3.50 a gallon, $3.35.
Yep.
Okay, if my plan said when I have this much cost for fuel, I should do this, but with a lower cost, I can do more deliveries, I can do more outreach, I can do more traveling, and it doesn't cost me as much. But my plan was based on that $4 a gallon. I can shift. I can make some changes.
Or the savings could be applied to another part of your company.
Absolutely. So, you know.
Well, we're going to take our last break here, Randy. We'll come back on the other side for the final segment. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to our final segment. We have a couple minutes if you'd like to call us with a question. 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150, or 1-866-887-1150. Randy, before we end the program, I'd like to cover a little bit about debt consolidation.
Right. That's, again, when you get into your financial planning and so on, and this is not only just for the company, your
family.
Business, but it's also for your family. These are some great ideas.
Very effective. And this may be... It's not really well known to a lot of people what this strategy is, but it's really pretty simple. If we take the numbers 1, 2, and 3, and we add them up, we get 6.
Mm-hmm.
What's our average?
You'd be divided by 4.
Yeah. Divide by 3.
3, yeah.
So 6 divided by 3, the average is 2. But if you take a weighted average, you would take the number 1 and divide it by 6. The number 2 divided by 6. Number 3 divided by 6. And you get a weighted average, you get a percentage for each one of those. Then if loan number 1 has this interest rate, and loan number 2 has that interest rate, and loan number 3 has that interest rate, multiply those answers times those respective interest rates, and you'll come up with a weighted average interest rate, which might be 1.75 instead of 2. It could be 2.25 instead of 2. But the theory is this. If you do debt consolidation using weighted average interest rates and weighted average remaining amortizations in your loan, you will drop your monthly payment.
Correct.
It will go down.
Yep.
And the difference that you had been paying to the bank might have been $5,000 a month is now $4,000 a month. That extra $1,000 savings, as you alluded to in your gasoline example,
correct,
is cash that people could use for other things in the business.
Right, and that's money that you don't have to borrow. That's money that you don't
Absolutely.
Have to worry about where it's going to come from. You know, because you've done the research, you've put the program together, this is a savings that you're going to have cash every month to be able to use.
And the key thing to remember when you're doing weighted averages is it's the same effective interest rate as if you kept the three interest rates individual. It's
Yes.
the same cost to you, and you're usually going to pay these loans off sooner than if you leave them three independent loans.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an amazing concept, but it really does work. It's something people should really look at. And like I said, most importantly, if you're starting a business, to use it for yourself, for your own home, because if you've got three credit cards out there, if you can put them all together under one particular loan at one rate and one payment, you'll find that it'll come out much better than what you did over the period of the four loans that you had.
Three credit card balances, a boat loan or snowmobile loan, a lawnmower loan, a TV loan. If you have any borrowing power at all to consolidate those into one loan, you're better off to do it.
Right.
Now, if you'd like more information on a consolidation strategy, contact SCORE at foxcities.score.org. Or contact us through biztalkwithscore.com. and we'd be very happy to talk to you about that. A mentor could help you with that.
Right. In fact, and almost anything that you're looking for from SCORE, you can find on the biztalkwithscore.com website. So we recommend come out to there first, and then you can wander through the rest of it.
Now, on our website, just a word, Randy, it's interactive.
Correct.
And people can blog on it. Our guests come on the program. They put their information out there, and then the listening audience can actually communicate with the guests.
Yes.
Through the website.
Yeah, there's a little tab on each side of each of the programs or each of the biz tips. And if you have a comment, just make a comment on it. We'll be happy to talk to you about it, clean things up, and you know, let you know what's going on. We'll publish your comment if we can and make sure everything's there.
Might have to edit a little bit.
But we'll also get it to the guest or the individual so that they can respond to you. So you can get a lot of information back and forth with this website.
The website is intended to help the listening audience, those who are in business or thinking of going into business, just to be more successful. It's a way to create some resources for you, to create a network for you. You may hear something on the program that you'd like to call and ask the guest a question but don't want to do it on the radio. You can do that after the program. Next week, when the guest is back in their business, you can contact that guest and you can ask your question at that point.
Right on. So, yeah, please use the site.
Yep. Randy, as is our custom, we typically have biz tips. And since we're doing an open show today,
alrighty,
I'll ask you, what is your biz tip?
Okay, well, I always use this as a recommendation for people who are starting a business. Four steps, four things you should do to start your business and make sure you're going to go ahead with it. Number one is do something every day to move your business forward. As little or as big as it may be, do something. Number two, talk about it. As soon as you say the words, it becomes part of the world. It's out there. You have to be aware of it. You've talked about it. People are aware of it. Number three, talk to others about it. They may have things that you need, resources. They're there. They can help you, and they want to. And finally, find a way to relax, something you can do to step away from that business every once in a while so that you can get out there and enjoy life so that the success that you have is something that you can appreciate and enjoy.
That's good. I like the last one because when you get away from it, you come back to it a little refreshed and re-energized too.
100%.
My biz tip is do a budget and don't cut corners on it. Plan out a 12-month budget and put down your written assumptions supporting your numbers and pay attention to it because that becomes your key to success. If you can make the numbers work, your business will succeed. And too many business owners end the year with, I made $40,000 in my business, but I only have $4,000 in my checking account. Well, where did the other money go? Your budget will help you understand that.
Okay.
We want to thank you for listening to Biz Talk this morning. We appreciated having you along, and we'll be back next week. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.